I'm curious right now if you have a patient in whom you feel it's indicated you'd like to use ibrutinib, but they have atrial fibrillation, they're on anticoagulation. I don't know, maybe another situation where you have a patient with a bleeding issue. Would you be comfortable utilizing venetoclax in a patient like that upfront?
As a frontline therapy or as the next treatment? I mean, I would be comfortable using it as a frontline therapy, yes. It's difficult to get it in that situation because it's not approved for those patients. But, and like I said, there are phase three ongoing trials. One of them is a large German CLL study group trial, CLL14, which is evaluating venetoclax plus obinutuzumab in the frontline setting.
Yeah, I mean, we like to kind of pose that as a question. Obviously, there's, whether or not it can be actually obtained. I'm just kind of curious too, how often do you see a patient who you want to give ibrutinib for the first time and you do have concerns? How often do you see people with pre-existing atrial fibrillation and anticoagulation and other clinical situations that gives you pause?
Yeah, so we do see that. It's not a real common issue. So occasionally we'll see patients with who are on warfarin. We will switch those patients to an alternative oral anticoagulant in order to put them on ibrutinib. So that isn't necessarily a contraindication. And patients who have atrial fibrillation, that also for me is not necessarily a contraindication. So if a patient has AFib and they're controlled, then I won't necessarily exclude ibrutinib as a treatment option for those patients. I think the biggest challenge today in terms of patients getting these agents are patients who have Medicare, who have a huge copay and have difficulty affording their medication. That seems to be the biggest toxicity right now.
Wow, that's really interesting and not too surprising. What do you do with patients who develop atrial fibrillation on ibrutinib?
So patients who develop atrial fibrillation on ibrutinib will see a cardiologist. They will usually be put on an antiarrhythmic like amiodarone to try to convert them into sinus. We usually will hold their ibrutinib, and either they'll convert and will rechallenge with a lower dose of ibrutinib, or they will be maintained in atrial fibrillation but rate controlled. And then in those patients, we will also typically reinitiate ibrutinib therapy.